hyperbole. An advice podcast for three brothers, make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Seven?
Hyperbole. Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to Hyperbole Podcast. This is a podcast for self-help for the helpless. We give comedy and advice to those who don't ask for it.
So for all the dum-dums of the world, get ready.
Yeah, come on, listen up.
It's like
listen up.
So yeah, it's kind of weird. We're doing this in the daytime. We usually do it in the PM hours. I feel like Batman fighting crime during the day. It's kind of weird.
You're just like man. You're just Christian Bale fighting people in the streets.
Where is he?
It's actually Ben Affleck now. So
it's Christian Bale to me.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Hashtag not my Batman.
Hashtag not. Oh man, guys, how are we doing this week?
Bueno,
good.
I'm so happy that. Well, let's introduce ourselves so I can start referencing people on the show. My name is Stefan, and I am a host.
And my name's Anthony, and I am a parasite.
And my name is Kyle, and I'm a guest.
Kyle is a guest. And then I know everybody, well, people have probably stopped wondering where Chris is, but now it's time for, we didn't
murder him and we're covering it up. That's definitely not what happened.
We swear. Chris, so Anthony and I are brothers. Chris was a third brother, but now it's time for, where in the world is Chris?
We should get some like reading or like some like 90s like awesome music, like a like Reading Rainbow kind of shit.
That's what I was thinking.
Intro
I was,
for that.
Oh, or we could get Ziggy Marley to get do like an Arthur type theme.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that'd be sweet.
Anyway, so Chris, where is he? It turns out Chris was actually campaigning because he was running for senator of New Hampshire.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Nobody expected it. And we also didn't expect him to win, but he did. So now Chris is...
Chris is now... He ran under a different name. And yeah, and he's
I
now...
will. I would literally give you a kiss on the mouth if you knew the name of the senator of New Hampshire.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for
Hold
it.
On. Type in fucking New Hampshire senator. Chris is actually Maggie Hassan. He's now the new senator for New Hampshire.
For all you New Hampshire listeners out there.
Yeah, you little New Hampshires.
Special reference that you might understand.
Wait.
So yeah. That's what Chris has been up to.
So
that is where in the world Chris is.
Yes. So Chris is fighting the good fight on the floor and making sure that
he grew out his hair a little bit, dyed it blonde, and had his parts redone.
Oh my god.
I know he knew that he didn't have to do that, but he really wanted to commit.
I gotta admit, this is like my favorite part of the hyperbole lore is like the Chris arc, like the mystery of the missing Chris arc. Like this is, it's just been taking turns that I haven't expected.
Chris has gone on to do.
He's hard to keep up with, man.
It's the reason that he's not on the podcast is because he's so much more successful than Anthony and I. He went to help Will Smith bungee jump in the Grand Canyon. He went on an eat, pray, love journey, just like Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Except he was eating prey.
Oh, yes. He didn't quite understand the prey part, so he thought it was more like he's a predator and he's going after prey. So he did go into a predator-type movie.
He was like the root of praying leopard.
That might be one of the most narrow references I have.
Hey, any Jim Corbett fans out there? Am I right?
No, just... Jim Corbett.
To give people a little more...
The most Yeah, yeah, that's a man who hunted man-eating animals in India, and he wrote books about it.
And our father thought it would be a good idea to read those stories as bedtime stories.
Stories about this guy in like the 60s before like flashlights existed is out like hunting fucking leopards at midnight on like cloudy nights. And oh man.
And he's out.
So we hear this as we're going to sleep and we just like wake up screaming at 4 a.m. and like, what happened? I wonder why. He has bad dreams.
Yeah, our dad would read us chapters and he'd say, yeah, I'm in the middle of a hunt and I hear a shriek and then I see the silhouette of a gigantic leopard ripping a small Indian child from their home and family. And we're like, oh my God. And then we finally, he leaves us and we finally get to sleep and he sneaks up and then he just goes on us. And he's like, roar, I'm a leopard. And we're like, ah. So I had to wear a diaper for my probably 6 years of childhood.
Age 12 to 18.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, so that was good. So also, before we get into the beef, I wanted to say something very important. We met Ari something from The Bachelor. Yes.
Ludendijk. Ludendergen.
We met Ari Ludendergen.
Ludendergen.
And let me say,
we asked if he was on The Bachelor, and he said, sure.
Well, he didn't have a ring on him, and Chris Harrison was right behind him, and he did have a bunch of roses that he was handing out to girls. So we were like, oh my God, it's Ari Ludendergen. So we...
Ludendergen.
No, we were at a benefit dinner and we saw Ari with his, what is it, fiance? Lauren?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, so we did snap a picture. We'll show it on our Twitter. So if you want to see us with Ari, the bachelor, well, he's not a bachelor anymore, a guy, yeah. Then
Ari, a guy.
Then go to
some dude.
Then go to Hyperbroly Pod and check it out. Anyway, goddamn, I thought that was going to be a lot more of an exciting announcement, but it really wasn't. So that's out.
Met him in Scottsdale, for anyone who cares.
I'm going to tag him, so be sure to say nice things about him.
Oh, he's nice. I mean, he seemed really nice. I don't know.
He seemed great. Yeah. We talked about race cars, because he's a race car driver.
Yeah, vroom, vroom. I was like, do you drive the one that goes vroom? And he was like, yes.
I was like, how did you get your hair so gray? And he's like, well, it's probably just the accumulation of stress of a bunch of people asking to take pictures with me. And I was like, okay, say cheese. Thanks, Ari. Anyway, let's move on to our favorite segment, and that is the beef.
Stefan, we should put a bloopers reel of us, like the unedited cuts of us saying the beef.
I know.
Just a whole episode is just like 50 different segments of the beef and stupid voices.
I think that would be funny for like the first three, and then it would get really.
And then you realize how not inventive we are.
So this is a segment where we have those questions that we find through Reddit or from our fans, and we answer the shit out of them. Just like beef, I guess.
Yeah, you know how you answer beef?
Oh, fuck. But before we go into the beef and start answering those questions, we wanted to read a review, and that review is from Apple Podcasts, and the title is Excellent! And they say, I'm inviting these guys to my next Ragin' Reagan 80s party. Great work, good audio quality, very funny. Give it a try. From Dumasaurus. And that's a 5-star review. Thank you, Dumasaurus.
Dumasaurus!
We love reviews. We thrive off of them. They're like our lifeblood.
I put them in a syringe and inject them into my veins.
I put them in my smoothie, and then it's like turmeric. I put protein powder, a little bit of ginger, turmeric, and then 5-star reviews. And then it just helps me go about my day. It also flushes everything down real quick. So you guys are doing great for my gut health. But anyway, thank you, Dumasaurus. If you guys would like to leave a review, please go to iTunes. Please go to Stitcher. Please go to your nearest ballot and just write us in and say why you love us so much.
Yeah, we want to be as successful as Chris.
Yeah, hyperbole for New Hampshire senator. That's what we're going for. 2020. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we're into the beef, Kyle, as our beloved guest, would you like to read our first question?
I would love to read the first question. Let's get right into it. Okay, so how am I supposed to know if we're going in for a handshake, high five, or high five into a handshake? Like, everyone does it naturally, but I high five some people, handshake some people, and do the combination to some people. But when someone does it to me for the first time, what the fuck do I do? Literally yesterday, I was talking to a quote companion, and he went in for what I thought was a handshake high five. But when I clutched his hand to shake, he was like, "What the fuck are you shaking my hand for?" Then laughed it off. Luckily, he didn't make it awkward. He's a nice guy. How does everyone know what to do? Sincerely, Shook in Cincinnati.
Oh.
That's a really good question and very well spelled, actually. Everything looks really good in here. It's just, yeah. You want to give it points for it.
Man, I got to get, yeah. 10 out of 10 for grammar.
Grammar, grammarly well done.
Or, yeah, or at least like a 7, because that's where I sit. So like, it's readable. Good job, man.
Yeah, Kyle was able to read through the question without being confused. So I think that...
Yeah, that was really smooth, actually. Thanks, Cincinnati.
It's not a given from some of these people.
Yeah, this is good. So, I mean, I don't know. If I had to give my own advice, I would say that, you know, you should just embrace the awkwardness. You got to step it up, make it even more awkward. Well, I guess you laughed it off and you said that he didn't make it awkward, but it kind of sounded like it was a little bit awkward. I don't know. I mean, like from the description, just step it up, make it as awkward as possible. Dig in, get in deep.
Just like grab him with your other hand for a two-handed one and like bring him in really close.
Oh yeah. And then whisper something like, you know, really strange.
I would say just give him a kiss on the lips. That's what I'd probably do.
Oh man. Wow. That would
pucker up for it too. I think if you know how if you're working out, if you haven't done it before and then you start benching, you're going to feel sore afterwards. It's going to hurt a lot. But then after about a couple months, then you're going to get used to it. So this is going to be a really painful first couple of months of just kissing dudes straight on the lips.
Yeah, double-handed handshakes into mouth kiss.
But I feel like if you... No, just eliminate the whole shakes. Just go straight up to them.
Just grab them by the hips and pull them in.
Grab them by the face and just pull them in and give them a kiss.
Yeah, you'll be in a dominant position. And then they'll be the ones to ask, how am I supposed to know if we're going in for a kiss or a handshake or high five, whatever. They're going to be the ones writing in the next question to Hyperbole Podcast, because they'll have so many experiences with you just planting a smooch right on their lily white lips. Or I don't know, it might not be white, it might be colored lips of some kind. But you should
if they're recently deceased, they'll probably be white lips. But if they're alive and well, it'll probably be a peach or healthy pink. But yes, I say
next business meeting you're in, just give them, just plant a big ol' wet kiss right on their mouth.
Yeah, do not try and dry your mouth.
And be like, this is how we do it in my culture. And they'll be like, all right. They're like, what is that? Like Ohio? Like,
you're like, it's Scottsdale culture. That's how we do it. Just plant. I say that's number one answer right there. Just eliminate handshakes and give them a big old kiss.
That's yes.
Yep.
Right on the lips too. I feel like people would be confused at first, but then if you just don't talk about it, then they'll get used to it.
Yeah, they'll just be like, oh, I guess that's what they do here.
Welcome to Scottsdale.
And then they'll walk around and do it to other people, and then they'll be as equally confused, and then they'll start a trend of You know how like Italians, they like, instead of like hugging, they do like the face thing.
You mean side kiss?
Little side kiss, little smooch on the cheek or whatever. It'd be like that, but just like right, just dead center, like face into face.
I feel like
You don't even lean to the side. You just go nose to nose, just like flat faced it.
I would say run up to them.
Lean your head back if your noses are large.
Well, I mean, you could lean your head back a little bit so your nose doesn't cram into their nose. Like,
yeah, you don't want to break a nose on this.
Make them tilt their head to the side. Assert so much dominance. Seep dominance. Look them straight in the eyes and then stare at their lips and then just slowly go in. Slowly.
Slowly.
Don't try and make it fast.
Put them in a death grip and just bring them in. Just, like they're in a tractor beam of some sort.
Just keep looking at their eyes the whole time. Don't close your eyes when you make contact. Just keep looking.
Oh my. Give him some tongue every once in a while.
Just a sweet, loving kiss and embrace.
Oh. Yeah, give him some.
All right. This is very strange. We did not promote sexual assault.
Yeah. Let's go back to the handshake. So I think a way to be able to understand before you do the handshake, or a high five to handshake, or a fist bump, or a high five, is just say what you're going to do before you do it. So just like, I can't actually produce an example from the wild, but as you're going up to them, be like, hey man, high five. And then just do a high five.
Hey, that's a really good solution. I think
I thought you were just saying, say you're going to mouth kiss them and then do it.
No, I tried to move off the mouth kissing. I wanted to make sure that our
kiss. But I feel like it's weird if you're like handshake. Hey man, handshake. It's just like, what? Like,
you know what's weirder though is not understanding what you're gonna do and then being like, so just say
that's true.
Hey man,
like a weird like limp high five.
Exactly. So say, hey man, high five to handshake to fist bump to little finger fries.
finger fries.
And they'll know what to do.
dude, that's good. That is good advice. Just shout it out. And then you will both know exactly what you're about to do.
Yeah,
I think that's that is a really good solution.
String it together too, like a Tony Hawk like trick where it's just like like Stefan said, like,
hey man, spin around, high five to handshake to both hands up, go whoop whoop, then shake your hips, and then kiss on the lips, and then fist bump to explosion.
Yeah,
and they'll know what to do.
Like that SpongeBob episode where he's trying to get Squidward to learn how to blow bubbles, you know, bring it around town.
Yeah,
he's like, you step on your right foot, don't forget it, and then Squidward forgets, how to do it.
Yeah, don't forget it.
Yeah, don't forget.
Don't forget it. Yeah,
firmly for those... grasp it.
firmly grasp it.
SpongeBob references now.
Oh, we're gonna have a SpongeBob reference for every episode, so don't worry
Hell
about
yeah.
it.
Hell yeah, woo!
I can't do a SpongeBob. I think I could do a Squidward. Hi, SpongeBob.
That's a pretty good Squidward, yeah.
I feel like there's such a subtle
Why
difference.
Why do I even bother?
There's such a subtle difference between Squidward and Morgan Freeman. It's really hard for me to distinguish.
Also a really good imitation that you do as well.
Sometimes I do a Squidward Freeman, and that's a true delight. But
it's
I'll
just
save
a really
that.
Sad Morgan Freeman. Why do I even bother?
Why do I even bother going to the Krusty Krab? Oh, SpongeBob, you are.
Oh you are the bane of my existence.
Okay, so anyway, you announce what you're gonna do, or you give them a kiss straight on the lips. I know you could also give them a big hug, just slap their hand away and then give them be like, come here, give me a hug. I actually do that because I get confused, so I'm like, come here, give me a hug, bro.
You just like karate chop their hand away and then,
well, I don't slap their hand away. Actually, maybe
like,
I do.
No, hug.
Grab their hand, break it, move it to the side.
And then give them a hug to make them forget about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're like, oh, this is such a loving embrace. Like,
thank
I
you so much
for all the wrongs you've done to me.
Thank you for teaching me the right way to do it. I feel like that right. question is answered.
I feel like we've, yeah, just beat it to death.
We shook. We shook our the shit out of that.
And we shook our sticks at it.
Okay. High five, guys. Wait, handshake? You can shake.
Ass grab.
Oh. Big old kiss. Triway. Triway kiss.
Smooch. All right.
Okay, Anthony, would you like to read the third question? Or second question?
Yeah, I was going to say I could do that, but I'd rather read the second question. Why do I only watch Friends? No one else knows this about me, but the only show I've watched in the past 3 years is Friends. I watch it every night. I'm watching it right now. What the fuck? Does anyone else do this? Sincerely, Friend Fanatic in Phoenix. Before I read the question, I just saw the why do I only watch Friends? And I was concerned that they were just watching their friends.
Oh.
I was like, oh God. Oh, but creepy. I'm glad it turned and went down a less creepy direction.
I mean, is it?
Is it less creepy?
Is it? Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Oh God.
When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before. That's probably how they sing along in the opening song. Oh, this person is probably the person when they watch it and there's the part for the clap. They're just sitting there waiting for it. And they're like, yay. Got it. I did that. So yeah, that's how I know.
Beautiful.
Anyway, what are some shows that are like Friends where we could kind of move him or her, move this person away from the Friends realm? Well, away from the Friends show, but still something within the Friends realm.
Something familiar to them? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You could watch like Seinfeld. I guess it's like an old school Friends.
Well, Friends...
Even though it's not that much older.
Yeah, it's not that much
older. I guess
older.
It's just older people.
What about How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah, you could watch that.
Yeah, that's, you know.
That's also a shitty show about Friends.
We're making tons of fans.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just... We're like, I like Friends.
Yeah, I've never listened to this.
Oh, yeah, what is this fucking garbage?
I won't be there for you anymore.
I love how our fan, the embodiment of our fan, is like a 35-year-old angry white guy. I like Friends.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Friends is bullshit.
Kind of sounds like Louis C.K. a little bit.
Oh, God. I hope Louis C.K. is one of my fans.
Oh, my God.
SpongeBob? Yeah. Do you want to watch SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's a heartwarming, amazingly written show.
The first three seasons, you're not going to go wrong.
You really can't.
The fourth season, about halfway through, you're not going to go wrong. But then the other half... not so much. I'm a SpongeBob aficionado, I guess. So
I mean, I thought it went really well. I liked it until when they killed off Mr. Krabs. That was...
He was hanging on that cliff and then...
Oh, that was brutal.
There was a dollar below him and he had to reach for it.
And then he fell into a fisherman's net and they just cooked him up.
Yeah.
And they were like, this tastes like money. And then he was like, and then they had that episode afterwards where they had the funeral and then there was like a big montage and flashbacks of Mr. Krabs doing.
And they're upset there are no remains. And...
Oh my God.
Well, it was like, it was.
They're just like picking up the bits left over and they're like, he's just a shell of his former self. Like,
oh my God. Why did he have to be so shellfish?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like they were just clawing it at plot points here, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you could watch SpongeBob up until season 4. And then I think you could, another thing that you should do if you don't want to watch TV every night is you should actually get some real friends. So I think you could because you're a fucking loser. So,
oh my God.
So go on some chat groups. Find
chat
a face
groups.
Find a what face.
Yeah, go on AOL and find some chat groups.
Get on the Yahoo and then just
go to America Online and .com.
America Online.
Yeah, go straight to America Online.
So, yeah, get on Netscape and go to American.
AmericanOnline.com.
Yeah, there you go.
America.online, is that what the
I don't
URL
know
is?
What the fuck. Yeah,
dot
sure.
America.
That's the URL.
Dot USA.
Do you guys remember the dial-up when you had to connect to the internet and it sounded like sounded like a peregrine falcon? There was a screech. It was like...
Yeah, there's the ring wraith in the phone line. Yeah. Like... it was like when you put on the ring, it could like tell when you're using the internet. It was like... You're like, oh my God, it's getting closer.
Yeah, but it'll never get to me because the connection is so fucking slow. Anyway, join a club or maybe a meetup or something where you can find other friend fanatics in Phoenix.
Look, you gotta move on. It's been over for like 10 years, more than 10 years.
Yeah.
They ended in 2004, man. You just gotta give it up. You gotta move on. Watch some
watch some new TV.
Jeez. I mean, seriously, come on. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Get your shit together. Like,
there's a lot of TV out there, man.
There's a disgusting amount of TV out there. I watch a show every night. I watch a new, different show.
Yeah, there's a lot of content.
And it's insane. I don't even know what to do with all the content.
There is so much TV out there that I leave the TV on in my bedroom while I'm sleeping so I can digest new episodes.
You can catch up on all your shows.
Exactly, because that's the only way I'm able to do it. I just got to be constantly chugging television so that I can make sure... that I'm up to
date. Did you watch season 4 of Schmergen the Durgan? And it was like, yes, I did. I don't remember anything, but I heard it was great.
Does it really? Well, Schmergen Durgan is one of the best shows of all time, so let's not talk shit about it. But
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a difference of... Do you remember a show that you watched last year? Unless it was...
I don't remember anything that's like over a month old. I think I might have like early onset dementia.
Yeah, I barely remember that you're my brother. I mean, our memory, but I do remember it. It's like a precious pearl in my memory banks.
Aww.
That got lost under the sea. So,
it's like covered in hair. And it's
Mr.
sticky.
Krabs took it. Holy fuck! So many SpongeBob references this episode.
Oh yes.
Okay, we need one more thing before we can move on. What else can we tell this person? What's one more?
Watch. What's like an all-engrossing TV show that you could watch for like years? You could watch Game of Thrones. That'll take forever.
Yeah, you can
to get through. It's like a million hours.
And it's just like Friends.
It's just like Friends. It's a group of catty friends who are just like out there, you know, laughing.
They meet in a coffee shop, and
murdering babies. Like, it's great.
Yeah,
family friendly fun.
There's a lot of laughs, you know,
a lot of laughs.
You know, I think maybe the reason that you are watching Friends and you can't stop watching it, maybe you're waiting for a reunion. Like, you're waiting for the reunion show to come back, like a reboot. Or like
what's that fucking show with John Stamos?
Fuller
House, yeah. like a friendlier Friends or something,
or friendsier.
Friendsier,
or like, you know, Friends again,
like a little too friendly, or like
Friends too.
All right, on to our next segment, hashtag essentials. So we're gonna do 5 essentials of what you need if you go on The Bachelor. So, we're going to start with me, because I always pick on other people to go first. If I'm going to go on The Bachelor, well, I guess that's first essential, knowing who you're going to meet. Who's this person going to be? Because if I'm going on The Bachelor and then it's a guy, I'll be like, sorry, I'd love to be really good friends with you, but, oh, wait, quick, handshake to high five to kiss to handshake. And then once we got that out of the way so it's not awkward, I'd probably... just say, hey, sorry, I won't accept your rose.
Wait, so is this going on The Bachelor as a contestant? Or just
what else would it be going? Oh, fuck. Well, I don't know.
You could be The Bachelor. What else would it... Yeah, idiot. What else would it be?
Sorry, I was going to shit on you, but now you're allowed to shit.
Who else is on The Bachelor?
What do you want, Anthony? Be a bachelor or be on The Bachelor?
I would just bring a bunch of roses. And then I'd be like, look, I got a rose. And they're like, he didn't give that to you. And you're like, shh. And then you just walk up there like you own the place.
Bruh, I think that's probably the best suggestion that we'll ever have.
Yeah, that was good. Just bring your own rose. And then what is it going to do? Kick you out? You got a rose. Or just steal someone else's.
I don't think I have any better suggestions than that. That's amazing.
Thanks.
That was good. That was really good.
So, right. So he goes through, you go through every single round. He doesn't offer you a rose for any of the rounds. But you have your own rose. And then he ends up marrying you.
He ends up giving up because the other person goes home. They're just like, where are they getting these roses from? I can't compete.
Chris Harrison is like, I'm sorry, but you have a rose, so you will have to marry this person.
Yeah.
That's the rules. And I'm like, well, I was joking. I didn't want to get it this far. Like, I'm sorry, but you must marry Ari Liggenbottom or whatever.
Liggenbottom.
Just imagine, like, they pick someone else and marry them, and then you keep showing up in their life with a rose. At like just like at the wedding, and then like just throughout their life at different periods with a rose.
No, Chris Harrison is the officiator of The Bachelor. The Bachelor rules that you have to sign before you go on the show is if they get a rose, you have to marry them. So,
but I thought everyone got a rose in the beginning.
Well, okay, fine. If you want to go into the fine print, Article 2, Section 5 says that if one gets a rose in the subsequent phases before the finals, they proceed to the next round. But for the final round, if you receive a rose or have a rose in your hand, then you must marry under contract the person that.
So what you're saying is that he's going to have to marry two people because they're probably both going to get roses.
No, because you will. It's in the case that there are two people with roses. The first person to have a rose in their hands is the person to marry the bachelor.
So you just have to leap in front of the person about to get the rose.
Or if grab you, it. I mean, if you brought your own roses, just stash it behind your pants or something. And then when he's like, Jessica, will you accept this rose? And then Anthony just pulls a rose behind his back and he's like, I go in first. And then Chris Harrison's like, well, it's official. Anthony gets to marry Ari Liggenbottom.
My dream.
And then you guys can go on a race car together. And
broom, broom.
That's us going to our honeymoon.
Oh my god. Okay, so
me and Ari Liggenbottom.
I don't really have any more essentials for that. I think a bunch of roses is good.
Just bring roses.
Kyle, do you have anything?
The only thing I can recommend as an essential is a confident can-do attitude. Because you know you're worth it. And you deserve it.
Do you?
Stefan's like, well, I mean, you already got the roses, so you kind of have it in the bag.
You know, that's a little much.
Oh, my.
Because I'm sure the bachelor is looking straight at your personality when you're in that dress.
He's looking deep inside your personality.
He's just like, wow, what a great pair of personalities you have.
Like, who else is here?
Large confidence is a large amount of confidence.
Confidi. Oh, God. Confidi is the plural.
Confidi.
So many confidi. Okay, great. So those are the essentials you need if you're going to go on The Bachelor. A bouquet of roses that you can put behind
you
your jacket.
Give yourself.
Or dress. Confidence and cleavage. And that's for all the guys out there that want to go on The Bachelor with Ari Liggenbottom. So good luck.
Like at bottom.
Okay, so let's go on to our next segment, which is Miss Universe. And these are questions. Everybody makes fun of the Miss Universe pageant contestants, but can you answer their questions as well as they can? We're going to find out. So, Anthony, I'm going to ask you a question. Anthony, you're going to ask Kyle a question, then Kyle, you ask me a question. So, Anthony, the first question.
Okay, a question trifecta.
And we have 20 seconds, just like the Miss Universe people. So, Anthony, do you consider yourself to be a giver or a taker? Why?
Is this like a sexual thing?
It's however you want to do it in 20 seconds.
I consider myself to be a giver because I care about, I don't know, people being, having enough things to have. Thank you. I hope you vote for me.
And your time's up. Okay, great, great response, Anthony.
Thanks.
Anthony, thanks, why don't you everyone. Ask why don't you ask Kyle another question that we found from the list of questions asked to contestants?
All right, Kyle. Terrorism is one of the main threats facing our world today. As Miss Universe, you will lead discussions on current issues with communities all over the globe. How would you go about explaining terrorism to a child?
Oh, jeez. That really took a turn.
Easy question. Okay. Easy question. 20 seconds, Kyle.
Okay. So they hate our freedoms. They want to blow things up because they hate the freedoms that we have and this 12 different types of Snickers that we can buy at the store, and they don't have that, so they hate us for it. And so that's why they want to strike terror into our hearts. So stay away from this.
Okay. Oh! Very, very good, Kyle.
Eloquently put.
Not quite what we were looking for,
You'll get a rose. Oh.
You do get a rose. Will you accept this rose?
Oh, that's good. That's because of my can-do attitude.
Oh, man. Okay, Kyle, would you like to ask the last question to...
I would like to. To Anthony, I would like
to. No, to Stefan.
Oh, to Stefan? I'm sorry. You already answered a question. All right. Okay, so... What would you do if a man who just came from the moon would visit your hometown?
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you so much, Judge. What I would do is if a man came from the moon and visited my hometown, I would take him directly to the Department of Immigration, and I would make sure that he would get deported because our country is built on America, and... We should not allow people to just get into our country so easily.
Thank you, Stefan.
Okay, so thank you guys so much. If you guys want to vote for who answered best, please vote somewhere. I don't know where we're going to have a survey.
Just vote. Just say, I.
You know what? I'm going to put it on Twitter right now.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Slide into those DMs, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Slide right in.
Oh, man.
All right. Before we get to the last question, we are going to...
We're going to do our plugs.
We are going to do our plugs and give some shout-outs. First, though, we're going to give a little plug to our Patreon page. We love podcasting. We love bringing you the giggles that you deserve. But we need money to make those giggles even better. We want to exponentially grow those giggles so you are giggling all the time. We want you guys to be like giggle bots where you're just constantly shaking because of your belly giggles. And we can do that by providing a higher quality podcast with smooth and velvety voices that just go right into your ears with no lubricants needed. And we go in there and bring you the joy that you need.
Yeah, we want to turn you all fucking manic with laughter. You're gonna be crazy laughing to yourself at work,
and,
and people are gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with Tim? Jeff's gonna be like, I don't know, we should call someone.
No, then he's gonna be like, oh, he's listening to the Hyperbole podcast. Are you?
And then he'll stare at the person he was talking to and start laughing maniacally.
Oh my god.
Just the words Hyperbole podcast will bring a manic laughter to any person.
Exactly. So we want to be able to get some better equipment. We want to be able to make our production better so that it can be easier for us and for you guys. So we're trying to raise some money. So you can help us, and we have some tiers for you to be able to help us. So Anthony, would you go over the first tier?
Wipe away your tears, my friends, because you can become a hyper friend for $2 or more per month. We are now friends. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, but you could not read it like a dick.
We are now friends. We are now friends. As our pal, you get access to monthly bonus content through our Patreon. We will give you a special shout out on one of our episodes. And you also get our undying love and gratitude.
So do you hear that, guys? For just $2 a month. Two.
Yeah. I mean, the love and gratitude should be enough, but...
Yeah, but we decide to give you extra. Extra. Yeah. So, Anthony, what can you get for $2 a month? What would they be sacrificing here?
I just read it.
What would they be sacrificing instead of something that they're currently buying?
I thought you were asking what they would get, and I was like, I just read it. $2 a month.
This is the type of comedy that you'll get for that $2 a month.
What costs $2? $2 menu items at McDonald's.
It's actually more like $1 menu item, because $2, you...
Oh, yeah, there's tax. So
there's
like,
tax, so...
Yeah, so it's like a McChicken sandwich.
And an ice cream cone. Isn't that 39 cents? I don't know. That's like half of a load of laundry, if you want to do that. It's like...
Yeah, so just wear dirty clothes and listen to us.
It's like a cup of, I don't know, it's like a third of
a cup of like diarrhea coffee.
Yeah, it's a cup of Chevron or 7-Eleven coffee.
Yeah, give up your diarrhea coffee and become a hyper friend.
And don't have, yeah, so then you'll be...
Although it's $2 a month, so it's really just like one day's worth of diarrhea coffee. Unless you drink one cup of coffee per month.
Oh.
And then I don't know how you do it. Please tell me your secret.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So the next tier.
Looks like for the second tier, if you will become a hyper cousin for only $5 or more per month, we are now related. As our new extended family, you get access to all of the above tier goodies and a super fancy hyperbole sticker.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That brings you to the God status in everyday life.
And dude, that is pretty sweet.
But wait, there is one more. Brothers.
Holy shit. Stefan, would you mind reading that one for
us? I'm about to reveal the glory of the top tier. You will become a hyper brethren for $15 or more a month.
Oh, my God.
And that means that we are now family. And as our new siblings, you get access to all the above benefits from the previous tiers, the ability to direct an episode of Hyperbole. So if you want to come on and be a guest, if you want to give a theme, or if you want to add custom segments, if you want to tell us to say that we are the stupidest people on the planet, whatever you want.
Our bar is very low.
It's only $15. We will do anything for $15.
Oh my God.
So,
wink.
No, on an episode, we will perform any auditorial service for $15. So, I was going to say oral, but I don't think that's quite right. Anyway, whatever you want for this episode, it will be doused in your creative juices. Anyway. That's our Patreon. If you want to check it out, go to hyperbolepodcast.com and you'll find the support us link. Or if you want to go directly to Patreon, go to patreon.com/hyperbole_podcast and you'll find it. Thank you. On top of that, we want to give a couple shout outs. So really quickly, some shout outs to Anthony. Do you want to give the shout outs?
Yeah, I'll do it real quick. I'll do a quick shout out. We want to give a special thanks to all of our listeners. Chad, thank you for listening and being awesome. Greta, the samesies. We love seeing your Twitters. Tim Jones, thank you, sir. Jeff. I don't know. I was trying to mix it up. Samina, thank you. And thank you for letting us use your voice for... Oh, I guess we... I haven't been doing hashtag ask Twitter.
But... I've actually been using her voice. I locked it up like Ariel's voice in Little Mermaid, so...
Yeah. and Carol! Thank you for being our special guest.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
And, yeah. And if you have any questions, go to hyperbolepodcast.com and you can ask them there, or you can ask us on Twitter, or you can scream into the heavens and we might hear you if you live in our vicinity. Yeah. So who, Stefan, have you read a question yet?
I have not.
Would you like to ring out the last bit of the pod with our final question?
Oh, I'd love to flush that pod and... with our last question. So the last question is, how do I make my friend stop sending pictures of his bleeding nipples to our group chat with like 15 people? Sincerely, Areola Anarchist.
Areola Anarchist. Icky.
That's filthy.
Icky. Why are his nipples bleeding?
I think that's the first question that we have to understand, because if it's just like, oh, I got them pierced and now I'm sending you pictures post piercing and there's a little bit of blood on it, sure.
Even that's kind of icky. I don't want to see your nipples.
No, that's gross. That's gross. But there's a way to go about that. But then there's a completely different strategy that we have in the back of our pockets. If he just is really just, needs attention and he just to feel... he cuts his nips and just takes pictures of it.
I was imagining he's just really chafed, like he wore a very scratchy shirt hiking or something, and he got some chafed nips.
I mean, he
ran a marathon and just bloody nipples. Like
he could be doing too many chest bumps, and then all the abrasion is just causing.
Oh my god!
You should look up on Google, everyone. Bloody nipple marathon runners.
Oh,
just see there.
Oh, I'm gonna call objection to that. I'm gonna say please don't do that.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right.
I got one, guys. Kick him out of the group.
Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Or make another group to talk shit about him.
Yeah, called Making Fun of Our Friend That Shows His Bloody Nipples chat group.
Yeah.
You got to make yourself the admin.
I don't know what kind of emojis you would use for that, but...
Oh, God. Yeah, there's no nipple or blood emoji. I mean, maybe there is a blood emoji. I don't know, actually.
Oh, there's definitely a nipple.
Oh, it is.
Which one's the nipple?
The nipple.
Oh, there's just a nipple.
Okay. Well,
I'm kidding. I don't know.
WhatsApp, like, if you're using WhatsApp, you gotta kick him out, man. Like, you know, you have admin rights, probably, right? Maybe you don't. Or ask the person who does have admin rights.
Yeah, please, you know? Stop nipple, man.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. Jesus.
And nip it in the bud.
Oh, good one, Anthony. You could also add his parents to the group.
That's awesome. Add their boss or
bloody
like
bloody
oh good one. Yeah, add everybody that this person loves to that group. Grandma, great grant, great aunt Edith,
great grandma, great great grandma.
Oh my god,
all of the grandmas. Add all of his grandmas in his dynasty.
Yeah, his ancestors. Like in Mulan, when like they're all like hanging out in that place, that shrine,
the big cemetery shrine.
They can be on their like their abacuses, like looking at his nipples,
abacuses
or whatever. I don't know, whatever phones were back then.
Or if it's Day of the Dead, you can make a refrenda to all his ancestors, and then it could be blood of his nipples.
Oh my god, you can all cut your nipples and bleed on it a little bit.
Oh my god, this is getting so disgusting.
Oh. Ew. Icky.
Jesus. Oh boy.
Hot.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you want to just start competing and then make your own nipples bleed and then take just kind of like one up him with your own bloody nipples.
Yeah, be like, oh yeah?
Like, yeah, like, well, look at these. Check out these babies.
Check out the nips on this guy.
Oh, that sounds so painful, though. I don't want to do that. Just cause more harm to his nips so that he feels more pain. Just rip them off. Just rip off the nips.
Just like a fucking sticker, like, or a Band-Aid.
And then take a picture and be like, see, guys, I've solved the problem. No more bloody nips.
No more bloody. I mean, it's bloody, but it's no longer nips. There are no longer nipples on him.
I have a question.
He can no longer be milked.
What is on the other side of your nips?
I don't know.
If you rip them off, is it like, you know how it's your nips? Is it like one of those cups that has the straw inside and there's a little cord? Do they have a cord?
I don't know. What the?
Oh, I don't know what that means. I was thinking it was just like a, like a fleshy, like, just, I don't know, just flesh. I just thought there was just like meat under it.
Oh,
I thought there was, I thought if you rip it off, it's almost like there's that little, it's kind of like a cord, you know, because there has to be some sort of tube for women to feed their children, right?
Well, but maybe it's just a hole, not a tube.
Ugh.
Oh, so it's like a big, it just becomes a geyser. It's like the top of a volcano gets ripped off.
But it's a guy, not a girl.
But isn't it the same for guys? Maybe it's just a harder top.
I don't think nipples are the same on guys and girls.
If you rip off a guy's nipple, do you think he'll gush milk?
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm gonna go end my life. I'm gonna go join Chris on his Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay. All right. I think we're done.
All right. Oh, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I hope you
like my
that.
Indian food for last night.
God. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you.
Rub.
Not meant to be. Hyperbole.